You're on.
Smile to the camera. Okay, it's called Order Board of Works for October the 9th. Need approval of the September 24th minutes?
So moved.
And I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, St. Pete staff, from the fire department. Year to date, we are approaching 2,350 runs for service. I'd like to remind everybody that this week is fire prevention week, and the theme this year is look, listen, and learn. Look for fires, listen for fires, and learn where fires can happen, and more than three ways out of your residence. And I'm also proud to announce that once again this year, we have Jeff Owens with the casing program. He will be here next week, the 16th and 17th, performing at Red Skelton Center for all of our grade school age children's and Vincent's Community School Corporation, Leger, South Knox. Unfortunately, North Knox was not able to attend this year because it is their fall. Proud to announce that we, all of our equipment is good and going right now. Also very happy to announce that we have received $3 matching grants to the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, one of which is to get a UTV or a side-by-side that has both a fire and an EMS skid on it that we will be able to utilize at special events such as the rendezvous or events in and around the river walk. We actually had a run the other night where we utilized it where a young lady had fallen off of the wall over here. So very happy for that. One of the other grants is to replace all of our confined space rope equipment. And the third is for the purchase of two unmanned
drones,
yeah. Drones. See, it happens every now and then. One of which is going to be equipped with the forward-looking infrared technology on it, but there's a lot of federal paperwork and stuff we have to go through on that. And extremely excited to announce that we are nearing the ending phase of our hiring. We have two firefighters here tonight to be sworn in at the end of the new business, and the other two have both gone through PERT and information has been sent back. I told you the physical and both information has been sent back to PERT. So we hope to have that number one. We hope to present them to you within the next couple of weeks.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, sir. City Inspector.
Bill Cooper, the City Inspector's Office. From 9-10 to date, we've had 135 grass violations, junk and debris, 48, and trash, 59 violations.
So you know, Phil, if you can turn that heat down a little bit, the grass stopped growing.
Maybe this Friday, it stopped growing.
Thanks, Phil. Next, animal shelter.
Six cats, three of those were strays, and three of those were taken in as seed. We adopted out a total of 14 cats, and we had one feral released for a total of 15 positive outcomes for cats. On dogs, our intake was 39. 15 of those were strays, five of those were surrendered by owner, 19 of those were seized running loose out in the community. Our total outcomes for dogs were 43. We had 22 dog adoptions. We had 18 dogs that were returned to owner, and we had 3 that were sent to rescue. We had a total of 36 adoptions for the month of September. Our total census at the shelter, the on-site population, is 60. We have 27 dogs available for adoption, 27 cats available for adoption, 6 animals in foster care, and we have a total of 6 animals that are in our 5 stables. We also, the washer and dryer, Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
We just need to declare them surplus.
They need to be surplus. One of the washers is usable. It is about a year and a half old, but it runs 8 hours a day every day, so it's been very, very heavy use, and then we wouldn't be able to get a lot out of the other, the two washer, or the two dryers and the other washer, we would probably be lucky to be able to handle that.
Declaring surplus of under $500, disposing of scrap, or private sale, or public sale.
So moved.
And I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And also, this coming weekend, we are going to Indianapolis for the Indy Mega Adoption Event. That's the event in June that we went to, and we adopted out 52 animals. So we will be closing at the shelter Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and we will be loading up every single available dog and cat and transporting them to Indianapolis and spending the weekend there trying to get them all adopted.
Great.
Okay. Good. All right. Thanks, Leah. And Danny is not here. We'll move to old business. Walk for Freedom, First Church of God.
And good to see you, Reverend. you didn't make it the last time, so we just tabled it. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We arrived a little bit late, and you're so efficient that we missed the meeting. I am Reverend George Carl of the First Church of God, and we'd like to get permission to host once again for the second time a Walk for Freedom. The Walk for Freedom has 2 goals. One, to raise awareness about the problem of human slavery that persists in our world, and secondly, to raise money. The way we'll raise money is each of the participants raise money from their acquaintances, friends, family, those who can't avoid them or something like that, to raise money. And that money will go to the A21 organization. A21 is abolish slavery in our lifetime. And the route that we'll be walking is from the First Church of God across to 7th Street or Washington Avenue on St. Clair, then toward downtown on 7th Street to College. And we make a right on College to 6th Street, 6th Street to Main Street, and then to the Pavilion at the Riverwalk.
Okay.
And then we'll have our bus transport the participants back.
Okay. So I don't think we have any police here, but who did? Where? Oh, John, I'm sorry.
It would be appreciated
undercover.
If the police were aware and kind of looked out for us at the intersection, yeah. That would be
John, you see any problem with any of that? You see a problem with that route? Or?
What time?
Thank you. It's first of all October 20th, and all that is in the information. Yeah. But
a week from this Saturday.
Saturday starts at 9 o'clock. We anticipate it'll all be wrapped up by 11 o'clock. It'll take that long to walk there, but we will stay on the sidewalks. We're not asking for roadways.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So
no problem.
The whole walk is done in a single file to kind of simulate this what slavery looks like, and so we really will need only the sidewalk.
Okay.
Media will be contacted upon permission to do so, and so there may be some media people as there were last year, but not a throng.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve Reverend Carl's request for the walk route on October 20th, as described, with assistance from local law enforcement if necessary.
There should be a map that was associated.
We have a map. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay, next, we'll move to new business, and it's resident-only parking sign, Marcy Hooks.
So is Ms. Hooks here? Okay, so I'll move the table.
Okay, we will table that. Next is Main Street Phase 1, stream mitigation amendment, John Sprague. For me.
Should have a contract up there for supplemental contract with Clark Dietz for the Main Street Phase 1 street mitigation. The original contract was set for a presumed 1-to-1 replacement ratio for the street mitigation once we got into that permit process. I think the Army Corps came back and said it needed to be a 3-to-1 ratio, which basically tripled the size of their plan set, tripled the size of the survey. Yeah, the amount of work would have to go into it. So this is a supplemental to cover those needs.
An amount of $13,700.
Right.
So it's going to approve the supplemental for Clark Dietz.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the supplemental contract to Clark Dietz in the amount of $13,700.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
And while you're up there, Railroad Crossing Grant Agreement.
So this is a $0 match grant from NDOT for pavement markings at our railroad crossings. And I think with this grant, we can put thermoplastic, the RXRs and the stop bars, the three sets of stop bars at, I think, all but maybe two crossings that haven't been done already in the last 2 years for the north-south CSX line.
Okay, so we just need a motion to accept that.
Okay, we'll make a motion to approve the railroad grant crossing fund agreement.
And I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Next is tri event and banner request.
I want to talk about this.
Because we're not going to request this.
We're setting the date for June the 9th. Next year, the second Sunday.
It says 10th on here, but it's the 9th.
Okay. The 10th was last year.
So the banner request is for January and February.
Yeah, we try to put it up as soon as we can, and then whatever.
The event that's in June. What? The event's in June.
Thank you. they
well,
do it early.
Here's my concern. So in December, or November, we get a request from somebody like Reverend Carl or somebody that's got some event in the fall, and then we're going to have, I mean, can we
adjust the
here's my other idea. My other idea is, like, can we make this banner placement like the backup plan? So if, you know, we don't get a request like that in the intervening months, then we can put the banners up. Now, I understand the idea of promoting early, but we actually passed a little rule or something about so many months ahead of time to not reserve banners so that we, you know, we don't preclude something. I mean, I'd hate to, you know, stop some other, you know, Red Cross event or something.
And that's fine.
But we're also going to put them up available dates that aren't taken.
Yeah, and that's so
yeah, so does that make sense?
January, February is what we always did.
What we have done that in the past.
What we do that then is on dates that are available,
okay,
not to take anyone else. If someone comes in and says that they want, and we can do that with this too.
Yeah.
I mean, we have
so can
time.
Can we do that? We can just kind of like put an asterisk there on these. Yeah. We'll approve these if nothing more substantial comes before us. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the request for hanging banners for the Tri event as described January 7th through 21st and February 3rd through 17th if we don't have something more pressing to place in there in the interim.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Steve. I hope you appreciate what I'm trying to do.
And now we will swear in the new to the firefighters.
It is with great pleasure that I present to you new unit.
unit number 300, Corey Taylor. Corey is a experienced firefighter serving previously with the Lawrence Allison Fire Department, has an extensive background in safety, and he will be a very welcome member to our fire department, and glad to have you, very glad to have you. And then also, I would like to present, with great honor, that I present to you William Billy Evans, unit number 301. Billy also has an extensive background as a firefighter, serving with Vincennes Township Fire Department, and it has always been his lifelong dream to be a Vincennes firefighter, and he has worked hard to achieve that in acquiring some of the prerequisites that we have to be a Vincennes firefighter, and I just want to say as fire chief, I'm very proud of both of you.
We have nothing else, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.